That's just like the day that I got bit right here on the elbow with a brown recluse spider. You know, I was underneath my tractor working on it, and it was dark underneath there, and that spider come crawling across there and jumped up on my arm and bit me right there. And I thought that thing, I said, that's a cotton picking brown recluse spider. So I just went, you know, just put him into Never Never Land and throwed him away. That's going to be the last bite you ever get off of anybody, but he bit me. I said, now then, Lord, I sure am glad I got Mark 16, verse 18. Let's just start verse 15 and 16 and 17 and 18. And he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Was that what he told every one of us to do? Now, do we do a good job on that? Most of us do not, but he told us to. Then he said, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. So if you believed and you were baptized, you were saved. But he that believeth not shall be damned. So you tell people about Jesus, they don't believe. He said they're damned. And then let's see what he says in verse 17 and 18. And these signs shall follow them that believe. Now there's two kinds of believer. A believing believer and an unbelieving believer. We're both believers. You understand where I'm coming from? Now which kind are you? Are you going to be the believing believer or the unbelieving believer? Oh, Lord, I want to be a believing believer, right? That's what I want to be. Because he said, and these signs shall follow them that believe. In other words, you got to believe he's going to do what he said. You got to have faith. In my name, you shall cast out devils. You know, that really gets some people. Especially, I don't want to talk about devils. You know, I don't know nothing about these things. I never heard, they never talk about devils in my church. I don't want to talk about devils. Well, let me tell you, devils are real. The devil's real. There's only one devil, but there's many demons. He's got multitudes of them. But as a son or a daughter of God, you have, as long as you walk in obedience to God's word and you don't walk in sin, you have no reason to be even concerned about the devil. He has to be subject to you. You have been given all power and authority over him. Now, I'll show you that in a minute. But he says there, and these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. A lot of churches don't believe that you can speak with a new tongue. They shall take up serpents. That's the devil himself. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. And they shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. If they drink any deadly thing. In other words, that's deadly poison. If you drink any deadly poison, it shall not hurt you. Well, I believe that I don't have to drink it. I believe it can be put in through some kind of an insect or a snake. It's still deadly. It comes in my body. But the Lord says that deadly poison shall not hurt me. Is that what he said?
Yes.
Now then, if he said that and we're his body, we're his church, can we stand on our King's promises?
Yes.
Absolutely. So after I killed that spider, I said, Lord, I want to thank you that no deadly poison shall hurt me. It's written in Mark 16, 18. Is that right? So how does faith come? Knowing the word, hiding the word in your heart, believing it, quoting it. Within a few hours, my arms all swelled up here. Well, I had a short sleeve shirt on that day. So I go in somewhere, I'm doing something. Somebody says, wait a minute, what's wrong with that big old knot on your arm? Oh, I said, just a spider bit me a while ago, but I said, it's okay. What kind of spider? I said, a brown recluse. A brown recluse, I'll take you to the doctor. Thurman, don't you know that's going to rot off? I said, that's a wrong confession. I said, Jesus is my healer. But Thurman, look. I said, I don't go by what I see. I go by it is written. Well, the next morning when I woke up, my arm was swelled from my wrist all the way up here, at least a half inch thick, all the way up and down. I'm a big old soft puppy, fussy arm. And when I looked at that, I heard this little voice. You fool. You have waited too late. You're going to lose your arm. I guess y'all all know who that little voice was. My good buddy. Y'all know who I'm talking about? The devil. One of his demons. Don't that sound just like him?
Yeah.
He's trying to get me to doubt. Now then, if I doubt, what's going to happen? I'm in trouble if I doubt. Because I ain't doubting. I said, oh no, you devil of hell. I said, in the name of Jesus. I said, my Jesus is working on that. He's healing that. And the devil would say to you, but look at your arm. He's not healing that. Again, I don't go by what I see. I go by it is written. Well, the next day when I woke up, I couldn't bend it. It was hard. I remember that was Saturday, and I had to haul a couple of loads of gravel in my dump truck, and I was having a terrible time trying to drive and shift gears. I just, you know, I couldn't hardly do it. And I thought, thank you, Lord, that I'm healed in the name of Jesus. Well, the next day was Sunday. So I was over in Dallas at that time, and so I made sure I wore a long sleeve shirt and a coat and everything so nobody could see my arm, because I know what happens in a faith church when they see something. We find out how much faith they got, don't we? Yeah, we find out. I remember when Dave had his problem when he was walking out his healing, whenever he looked awful there a few times, couldn't hardly walk, and somebody come up to him and say, Dave, I got a great doctor over in Dallas. Why don't you go see him? Dave said, I got a great doctor too. But it doesn't appear he's working for you. Dave said, I know he's working for me. And Dave got healed. But it took him 20 months to get healed. But he stood on God's promises. So anyway, as my arm got bad, and Sunday I didn't let nobody see it because I knew what would happen. You know, I know that the faith people in church, some of them are not near as big faith as they think they are. So when they look at the circumstances, they start going, oh, look at Thurman's arm. I'm so afraid he's going to lose that arm. They start saying the wrong thing. And every time you say that, then I got to overcome that with faith. So that's why I'd rather not let you see what happens. And so that way I don't have to overcome your non-faith. You know, so now if I was in a church that everybody really had great faith, I'd say, woo! I said, I need every one of y'all to come by here and touch me. Of course, that's what I do with my wife and with Sharon and Pat and Rosemary. If something does come up on me, I get bitter or something with those girls, I'll get them girls and say, you girls get up here. And Dave, I say, y'all pray over me. And when you got that kind of faith people around you, you can't go wrong. You know that? You can't go wrong. So anyway, Monday come, and in fact, Saturday afternoon, I'm trying to haul that gravel. Finally, my arm was so stiff, I told one of the guys, I said, have you got a little, one of them little knives to cut into that scaffold, whatever you call those little things? He said, yeah, I got one of the little operating kits. I said, will you cut this devil out of me? So he went and got his little kit and come up there and put a little alcohol on it, and he started cutting around. It had a big old quarter inch yellow core in the middle of it. So he began to cut that thing out, and when he began to cut skin around it, I reached up there and began to squeeze it. And when I did, that thing about a quarter of an inch long, you know, maybe a half inch long, a quarter inch diameter, it just come oozing out of there. I mean, pushing and just, and I reached up and I got a hold of my finger and I pulled that devil out. I said, devil, I got you now. I throwed him in the trash. I began to squeeze my arm like this, and as I squeezed it up here, blood and pus would run out down here. So I just squeezed all I could get out of there till it got down to a little bit better. So I said, okay, Lord, praise the Lord. I got the devil out. Now I'm healed in the name of Jesus. And some of the people standing there said, oh, God, you're impossible. You're impossible. I said, that's what a man of faith does. Monday, my arm was better. Tuesday is better. Wednesday is better. By Thursday, there wasn't even a mark on my arm. Totally, completely healed in 1 week. From the day I got bit on Thursday till Thursday the next week, totally, completely restored. Don't even have a mark on my arm. Now then, you know, is that faith? Amen. Yeah. But see, that only took a week. But when I fell through that truck that time, and I was up on one of my trucks as a high lift truck, and I had it up and I was putting sheetrock on a second floor, and when I picked up the last two sheets of sheetrock, I forgot that I had the hole that's 2 foot by 2 foot in the middle for a gooseneck to go down in there. Now I have the truck up 9 feet off the ground, and so that hole is 2 foot by 2 foot, and I usually have a plate that I put in that hole there so I don't fall through it, but I forgot to put it in there. And so when I reached down and picked up the last two sheets of sheetrock and I started to walk, I stepped in that hole. I'm 9 feet above the ground. Well, naturally, a 180-pound man, whenever the right leg hits and there's nothing there for 9 feet down, you talk about going through that hole. I went through that hole. Now, as I started down, of course, the left leg's following me, so the hole's only 2 foot by 2 foot. So as my body went through, my left leg hit, and just about middle of my shin there, it hit that steel, and it just ripped all the skin for about 3 inches, an inch wide, all the way to the bone, just ripped it off. Well, as I started falling, I dropped a sheet of sheetrock, and what's in a man's heart comes out where? in your mouth. So what do you think's in my heart?
Jesus,
that's exactly right. I screamed one word, Jesus. That's a good time to call on the name of the Lord. You know that? I'm falling through that thing, 180-pound man, ripped all the skin off my left leg. Of course, it comes through too. My whole body goes through. I dropped those two sheets of sheetrock. Actually, they were on the left side. They hit the deck of the truck, and my arms spread out just like this, of course, and the hole's 2 foot by 2 foot. So what do you think is going to happen to a normal 65-year-old man when he's falling, and he falls through a hole, and you hit right there at 180 pounds? What do you think that's going to do to you? It's going to break both arms. That's what it's going to do. But after I screamed, Jesus, when my arms hit, it's like my arms went, and it shot me completely back up through that hole and laid me down on the top of that deck. Nobody even hold it. Now, can't every 65-year-old man shoot himself plumb back up through a hole? Can't everybody do that? I don't know anybody can do that, do you? I did that day because you know what happened? Since I called on the name of Jesus, who do you think reached down and picked me back up? Either Jesus or one of his angels. I can just hear the king say, get him, he just called on my name, you know, and I mean, I see that angel, my angel sitting right there, he reached out and he grabbed me by the nape of the neck and just about the time I hit right there and just jerked me right back up on, and I laid down right beside that hole in time to catch the two sheets of sheetrock that didn't even have time to fall on me. Is God awesome? You know what? You need to call upon the name of who? Jesus. Get that name in your heart. As children of God, there's nothing impossible with you when you call upon the name of Jesus. Now then, I could ask any health guy, any weight lifter or anything, do you think that you could fall through a 2 foot by 2 foot hole and stop yourself with your arms and when you're falling through that with nothing under you? And they'll all say, no, you can't do that. It's going to break your arms. But man, I'm telling you what, it shot me back up on there. I laid down there, and of course my nephew, he's a preacher too, and he came out, he heard me scream. He's come out and said, Uncle Thurman, what's wrong? I said, well, Ricky, I fell through this hole. He said, well, did it hurt you? I said, well, I don't know. I looked down.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast titled, Is Any Sick Among You? In its entirety or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.